He turned his face to the wall, and he prayed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, now, of course, we're in Lent, and every Lenten day has a special Mass, which usually is offered, and it's just a Mass for one time a year, and the epistles and the Gospels are ever so interesting. So, children, if you're old enough to have a missal, sneak your missal with you into Mass. I know if you're in the back, you're singing in the beautiful choir, it's a little bit unwieldy if you've got a great old binder too, but see if you can't manage it. Say a prayer to your guardian angel to where you could follow perhaps the epistle or maybe the gospel. And the same thing for the servers up front, especially for the torchbearers, but even the acolytes. You could have your prayer book at your place and set it for the Mass of the day and see if you can't follow that part of the Mass, because often the sermon will be about it. Now, children, if you had just one prayer you could say, not before you die or something, I mean, but right now, if you had just one prayer you could say here at Mass, what should it be? It should be a prayer to be able to make this the best Mass you've ever been to, the most devout, full of thanks and adoration, sorrow for sin, and petition. That means asking prayers, praying for people, for yourself too. And I'm thinking of that because today is the second day of Lent, and the Church gives us our second weapon, and we're thinking weapons really more than tools today, for a good Lent, to fight against the devil, to fight to gain Christ. And that weapon is prayer. And she holds out to us soldiers. Remember how you became or will be a soldier of Christ by your confirmation? Soldiers are a good example of prayer. I've been reading about soldiers in World War I and how devoutly they would pray, and how the Protestant boys would be so impressed by the Catholics, how they'd always have their rosary and they'd even kneel in the mud to be able to assist at Mass if they had a chaplain. Well, today we have St. George, and he's our stational saint. We go in spirit to his church, and St. George slew the dragon. That's how powerful were his prayers. And we have ancient martyrs. They were two brothers. One was a priest, Faustinus, and the other a deacon, Jovita. And they prayed so strongly they were able to convert entire cities. And of course, today is also the feast day of a friend of the Sacred Heart, who helped get the Sacred Heart's message out for St. Margaret Mary on account of her being a nun who was all locked up in the convent, and she couldn't get the word out otherwise. And he is Blessed Claude de la Colombière. His strength was in prayer, but he's the one who explains that the best prayer is the Mass. You're so lucky you're at Mass. During Lent, even if you didn't do anything else extra, of course you probably should, but if you just went to Mass better than usual, if you try not to be distracted and ho-hum and look around and be bored and make little comments to your neighbor, I mean things like that, and just really prayed, and you prayed to be able to pray, why already you would be having a wonderful Lent. Blessed Claude explains that when you offer up candy or your sacrifices, well, maybe you wouldn't be doing that quite as well as you could. Will you say your morning or your night prayers? Same thing there, because it's you who's doing it. But at Mass, it's Jesus. St. Paul says he's always living to make intercession for us. Jesus Christ at this Mass is not only dying on the cross for us, offered to the Father, but he's praying for us all, as is our Blessed Mother right now. So you just have to sort of go along with the program and be with them and ask them to be with you. That's what praying for people is about, you know. You ask God to come and help somebody. God knows what's best to do to help that person or situation. We just ask God to come. So you ask our Lord to come and to help you to have a really good Mass today and every day, especially during Lent. The other soldier saint we have is the king, Ezekias, and he's an interesting character. His city was being surrounded by the Assyrians, and they would be from the Middle East, and so they were, of course, always having wars. And the Assyrians were going to destroy Jerusalem, and Isaiah the prophet is sent by God to say to him, get your affairs in order, you're going to die, you're not going to live. And he prays so hard because he's a king and it's his job to defend his city. And he prays so sincerely that he turns his face to the wall. He didn't want anyone to see him. And he weeps as he prays. That's a mark of being very sincere. And God was moved by that, and he sent the prophet back a second time to say, all right then, your prayer has been heard, you get 15 more years of life, and I will deliver your city from the Assyrians. See what good prayer does, children? And then in the gospel, the centurion, he was a pagan, but he prayed so well that the church couldn't think of a better prayer for you and me to say at Holy Communion than his prayer. You know that by heart. O Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, speak but the word, and my soul shall be healed. But the most important prayer of all right now is to be able to make this your best Mass ever. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.